welcome to another edition of the Retail Sales Motivation Podcast. I'm your host and sales coach, Baraka, and this weekly podcast is for all of you retail sales warriors out there working hard to turn every interaction into a sweet payday. This week, we are talking to, I'm talking to three people this week. The first person is the person who is brand new to commissioned retail sales. You've just gone through training, or maybe you're still in training, but you're, you know, finally confronted with the with the reality of the fact that you're going to have to talk to customers, right, and try to sell your product or service. And you might be realizing that maybe you oversold your abilities during the interview. That maybe you're looking around and you're seeing people who are much more experienced than you are, and you see that they are, you know, doing this thing called sales with seemingly relative ease. And you're wondering, oh my God, what have I gotten myself into? I am not like that. I can't do the things that they're doing. I can definitely not say the things that they're saying. Oh my God, how are they doing this? Oh, maybe I should have been an accountant instead. So yeah, I'll be talking to you this week. And another person I'll be talking to is the person who has been, you're just doing it, right? Lady, you've been selling now for years, and you're making a really decent living, and hey, you know, life is good. You know, you're able to, you know, buy new clothes when you need them, get your car repaired when it needs it. You're able to, you know, buy the, you know, the food that you like to eat when you want it. So you're not rich, but you're doing all right, right? But maybe you're realizing that, man, I'm still not making though what I thought I'd be making at this stage of my career. I'm doing all right, but somewhere along the way, I just kind of lost the excitement, the drive that I had when I first started, right? The enthusiasm. You lost that loving feeling. Oh, that loving feeling. You lost that loving feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Woo, 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 woo. Oh, man, I'm going to have to edit that out. Okay, so anyway, you get it, right? And then the third person I'm talking to this week, you're already doing it, right? You are maybe $1 million writer and you're making, you know, a good amount of money, and you're getting the awards every year and the accolades and everything, and you're making, you know, a lot of money. But you have this nagging irritation in the back of your mind that's telling you that, you know what? Yeah, you're making a lot of money, but you're not making as much money as you could be making. Maybe you're not the number one salesperson in the company. Maybe there's someone who's beating you. Or maybe you are the number one salesperson in the company, but you're realizing that, you know what? I think I could be doing even better. I don't know how. I'm doing everything that can possibly be done, but man, I just think there's more money to be made. I think somehow I'm leaving some meat on the bone and I just can't figure out what to do about it. So you three are the people I'm talking to this week. Everyone else, feel free to change the channel. I'll wait. I'm sorry. I just snuck a piece of kettle corn. My wife and I went to the state fair, and we don't go for the rides. We go for the deep fried foolery. And, you know, we gorge ourselves on foods that we really, you know, probably shouldn't. But hey, the fair is, you know, got to be good for something, right? So I apologize if you heard me sneaking that one kernel of popcorn. It's sitting here in front of me and it looks so good. But that was my stupidity for having it in front of me during a podcast recording. So now that everyone else is gone, let's talk, you guys. Look, regardless of whether or not you are talented at the elements of sales, sales is not a talent profession. It is a skills profession. So what do I mean by that? So talent is maybe you have the gift of gab, right? You're able to talk an Eskimo into buying, you know, shaved ice. I don't know. Whatever. You're able to convince, you know, a camel to buy sand. I don't know. Whatever. So that's talent, right? That's something that you're born with. People are born with different things that make them special, okay? Like, I was born being very comfortable talking to people. But that's not necessarily true. I was born very comfortable talking with people on stage or people I know. I am not comfortable talking with strangers. Well, that's weird, Baraka. How did you get into sales if you're not comfortable talking with strangers? I'll tell you, I was not into sales at all 25 years ago. And it wasn't until my mentor, I used to be in web design, and that was back in New York. This was during the first dot-com boom. I was a web designer back when the web was just getting started. And I had developed quite a strong reputation as a solid web designer, and it was cool. And so I was with a particular dot-com startup that went bust, and I was talking to a headhunter who was looking to, you know, bail me out and rescue me from that sinking ship and get me, you know, to the next great thing. And as we were talking, they were like, you know, hey, you want to work here? So I'm looking at their website and everything, like, well, you know, sure. I mean, your website's fine. I mean, would y'all pay me what I'm used to being paid? You know, this is kind of, you know, a step down. And the recruiter was like, no. I mean, like, be a headhunter, be a recruiter. And I'm like, what? Oh, that's sales. Mm-mm. I don't do sales. No. Sales is dutty. No. And I told my mentor about the offer, and my mentor gave me some valuable advice. He said that if I learn sales, I'll never go hungry a day in my life. That sales is a skill that if I can develop it, I will always, always be in demand. And I was like, okay, but still the income is, you know, variable because it's, you know, commission. So you know, you eat what you kill. My young wife, to her credit, she did not dissuade me. She did give me an ultimatum that I had to match what I was making in web design. She gave me 6 months to do it, or else I would have to go back to web design, right? So I went ahead and started my sales career as a recruiter. And I will tell you that while my talent for public speaking in general, it helped me, it was not the determining factor in my sales success. It was my willingness to learn sales skills. I understood that I did not know anything about sales. I was afraid of sales. And so I became a voracious reader of sales books. I really just tried to understand, you know, what is sales? How does it work? How do you get people to do the thing that you want them to do? It was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal time in my life, because I learned so much about human relationships, and I learned about myself and, you know, the things that made me tick. And I realized that, you know what? I can do this, right? I can make a living in sales. I was not the top salesperson. Don't get me wrong. All right. I don't think there was a month where I was ever the top salesperson in that first job, but I definitely wasn't the bottom. I was in the middle. And for me, that was a huge reward, because it validated my decision to learn sales skills. And my wife was very happy that I learned those sales skills, because when we moved from New York to Richmond, Virginia, I had to rely on those sales skills to find employment. And, you know, for my new, my wife was pregnant. We were building a house down there. And yeah, I had to make a lot of money very fast. And so my sales skills made that possible. And so I'm eternally grateful to learning early on in my sales career that sales is a skills profession. If I had been taught that you have to have the talent to be in sales, then I probably would not have attempted it, nor would, even if I had attempted it, just based on my, you know, gift of gab, public speaking wise, I still wouldn't have gotten better at it, because I wouldn't have tried to develop the skills for it. I would have just relied on my talent, and my talent would have gotten me just so far and no further. It's the development and practice of the skills involved in sales that got me to some very high levels of financial success. And that's my lesson for you. My message to you is, learn sales skills. Do not rely on just talent. Talent will get you so far. It's the skills that get you over the bridge. Michael Jordan is very talented athlete, okay? He has speed. He had a kind of a daring. He definitely had, you know, the ability to jump, obviously, right? So he had skills. He had eye-hand coordination. He had talent. But basketball is not something that you're born knowing how to play. And it's not something that, you know, you're born doing. Basketball is a combination of skills. And so while he had speed, he had to develop the skill to dribble a basketball while running, and then be able to avoid a defender while running, dribbling a basketball. He might have the talent for eye-hand coordination and being able to, hit the target, the hoop, with the basketball. But it's one thing to be able to, you know, hit the target. It's a whole nother thing to do it after running full speed, avoiding defenders, pulling up, shooting over their heads while with their outstretched arms trying to block your shot. That's a whole different animal. And then doing it again and again and again. Those are skills, my friend. That's not talent. And so you need to, just like Michael Jordan did, you need to identify what skills you need and then practice those skills. Learn them and then practice. Continuously drilling yourself. Now, you'll notice that I said you have to identify the skills you need. You have to learn those skills. You have to practice those skills. I did not say that your sales manager is responsible for making sure that you have all the skills you need. Your manager might not have those skills themselves, right? themselves. Oh my God. I was an English major. Now I'm blanking out on that word. The manager may not know it.
Oh my God.
I'm getting old. So you can't rely on that manager to teach you what you need to know. You've got to own your own learning. You've got to figure it out for yourself. Observe other people. Get books, audiobooks if necessary. YouTube University is phenomenal. It is free. Utilize it. You need to do everything you can to identify the skills that you're going to need to excel in order to make sure that your commissions are excellent. Yes, you can make a decent amount of money without developing many skills. Yes, you can. I'm not going to lie to you. Of course you can. You can come in to work every day and just, you know, allow the waves to wash over you. I always use this really bad metaphor of, you know, the crab on the beach who, you know, is just lifting up his claws and then waiting for a wave to wash over him. And then when the, you know, wave recedes, because he had his claws up, he caught some fish. And that crab thinks that, oh, I'm a great fisherman because I caught fish. Well, no. The one who's a great fisherman is the one who goes out into the ocean where the fish are and then learns how to snag the fish that are there, right? So as a salesperson, yes, you could just stay in your store, not learn any real skills, just wait for the wave to, you know, come in and bring customers to you. And then, you know, whatever customer is, you know, determined to buy despite your lack of skill, then boom, you've got sales and you could convince yourself that, see, I'm a good salesperson. I've made sales. No, you need to develop the skills. You need to identify what the patterns are, what the cause and effects are. When I do this, this happens. When I don't do this, this happens or doesn't happen. You've got to figure out for yourself, what do you need to learn in order to ensure a worthwhile living for yourself, all right? So whatever those skills are, the greeting, the presentation, the closing, whatever those skills are, learn them, study them, continue studying them. Don't just stop once you've, you know, you've learned the skill, great, and now you're utilizing it, great, and you're making a lot of money now, great. Guess what? There's always more than one way to skin a cat. Jordan started off his career and got famous, made millions of dollars as the dunker, right? He's the premier dunker, Air Jordan. He got a whole line of sneakers named after him because he could dunk, right? Well, as he got older, he had to change his game, right? And so he started developing the jump shot. And because he was, you know, known as the dunker, right? Everybody would clog the middle, ready. All the defenders would clog, ready for him to come down the, you know, the lane and try to dunk. And then he would just run down and then pull up at the 3-point line and just, oh my God, just hit it in your face. It was horrible. I was a Knicks fan at the time. It was so depressing to watch. but he had to develop new skills. Dennis Rodman was, you know, he was a really good player. He was a strong player when he was on Detroit, right? Just solid beast. He could score. He was really good. And then someone criticized him for not being able to rebound. And that's ridiculous. Of course he can rebound, but they needed to criticize him for something. So they criticized his rebounding skills. He took that criticism and internalized it and practiced rebounding to the point where he became the rebound king, right, of the NBA, where nobody had the ability to grab the ball once it went up. like he did, right? If he was on the court, he was coming down with that ball. And that's all he did, right? And by all, I don't mean, you know, he didn't do anything else. But that was really why he was, you know, on every team after that that he was on, was because he could rebound, right? And that he would come down with the ball to give, you know, the team another shot, right? That was a skill that he developed even after he had already developed the skills that were necessary for him to make money. Jordan developed new skills, even though it was way after the other skills that he had developed that enabled him to make all the money he needed, you know, that he wanted to make at that time. Just because you're making money now doesn't mean that there aren't new skills for you to learn. And those new skills will bring you new revenue, new sources of revenue. And that's what's going to make the difference between wherever you're ranking now and where you could be ranking, you know, next year. And if you're ranking number one, that could mean the difference between ranking number one with the number two person just, you know, 100,000 behind you, or you ranking number one and the number two person ranking $1 million behind you. It's all up to you, okay? But own your learning, develop your skills, practice those skills, practice, 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 utilize them, and then keep learning new ones, all right? You do that, rookie, middle person, veteran, $1 million writer. If you continue developing your skills, you will, I promise you, be successful. That's it. I hope you have a great week. Let's be careful out there.
If you want a thing bad enough to go out and fight for it, to work day and night for it, to give up your time and your peace and your sleep for it, if all that you dream and scheme is about it, and life seems useless and worthless without it, if you'll gladly sweat for it and fret for it and plan for it and lose all your terror of the opposition for it, and if you simply go after that thing that you want with all of your capacity, strength and sagacity, faith, hope, confidence, and stern pertinacity, if neither cold, poverty, nor famine, nor gout, nor sickness, nor pain, nor body, nor brain can keep you away from that thing that you want, if dogged and grim you besiege and beset it, with the help of God, you'll get it.